This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, it's not that hard to figure out. If you head up to the website, right, joemessina.com, joemessina.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on there, a lot happening. A lot for you to get, I mean, frankly, a lot for you to get involved in. Right? And read the stories, make some comments on the polls. There's a whole bunch of stuff happening. Anyway, the Supreme Court helped us out today. I don't think they upheld the law. How's that? Right? The court, wow, not good. Supreme Court orders Trump-era border policy to remain in effect. Thank God. Now, the court will hear the challenge from the Republican-led states. 19, I'm sure a few more will join ranks here shortly. Chief Justice John Roberts, he put a temporary hold on the on its termination. Justice Gorsuch and Jackson dissented. Both justices, Sotomayor and Kagan, they brokered the majority but didn't write or sign a formal dissenting opinion. Title 42, which allows the government to return illegal immigrants back to their home country. It was expected to end today, but the court changed it, thank God. The restrictions were put in place by former President Donald Trump when the pandemic happened, and they were having all kinds of trouble back in 2020. Now, when Biden took office, see, they didn't look to see what was being done. They didn't look to see what was happening. They didn't look to see what good, if any, these things were doing, or what bad, if any. All they knew was Donald Trump put it in place, therefore it has to go. With or without Title 42, make no mistake, we're already in the midst of the worst self-inflicted border security crisis of our lifetime. That is not according to Joe Messina. That's according to former Border Patrol Commissioner Mark Morgan. He said no. Him and his pals worked there. Him and the guys who love the job worked there. It's amazing to me that the bureaucrats, these people in D.C. who probably couldn't find the border to save their lives if you held a gun to their head, won't take the word of those people that are working there. Anybody else find that just totally amazing? Seriously. 855, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right. There's so many stories to get through. Brad Dinkins will join us right after the break. And always appreciate his time with us. I don't know if you guys have been paying. I brought this up the other night. I don't know how many of you are actually following this, really paying attention to it. But it's like some of these cities are like Soviet-style Moscow. So there's been a bunch of cities that have warred with Christians over what reason, I don't know. Why, because they want a cross on the side of their church? No, really, honestly, what could possibly be the reason behind these things? So during the COVID pandemic, Moscow, Idaho, was one of the many cities where the officials simply took the law into their own hands, right? They banned some events. Now, when I say some events, they banned church meetings. They had no real reason for it. They couldn't tell you why. Well, because they heard from the CDC, who heard from the WHO. But there was no science behind it. We all know that. It was one of the many cities where the officials just did the lockdown to any way they wanted to. It's now facing quite a few civil rights complaints over its actions. It's because in protest of the lockdowns, members of the Christ Church, they held various outdoor psalm sings. They were organized by Douglas Wilson. He's a pastor of the church, and one of his grandsons. Also in the church, Rory was threatened by police for standing too close to his cousin without a mask on. Listen carefully. Standing too close to a blood relative with your mask on. The psalm sings were to object to the city's shutdown orders, which were issued without public consent, and they ignored the public input they did get. Various church members at the sing were arrested and charged. Now, while the charges were pending, I think they said they created decals about 3 inches across, made of vinyl, and it could be stuck to objects and later removed without damage. They said Soviet Moscow included a hammer and a sickle emblem. Further, they quoted the city's own slogan that it used to promote its lockdown. Enforced because we care. Wow. Yes, want to be able to beat you because we care. Yeah. Crazy. Just stupid. The younger boys posted them on light poles. You could also find them on parking poles and signs. There are all kinds of other stickers. You've seen them. Right? All of a sudden, the city got mad. We'll talk about this later. Jump into your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Let me just bring him on with me. I got so many questions I need to ask him. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me. He's on with me every week. We go through some of the legal issues of the day, some of the ideas that he might have about how you can deal with stuff at your child's school and even in your own home. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be on the show, Joe. Thank you.
So before we get rolling, because, you know, we get rolling and we forget, tell people what PJI is, what it does, and how they can help you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we defend religious freedom, parents' rights against government, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge. We're very broad. We have, last I heard, 117 cases in active litigation. By the end of January, it'll be over 125. And we have cases all across the country. We never charge for our work. And we're unique in that we don't just take on the high-profile cases, but we work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one is left on the side of the road. That's very unique. And like I say, we have offices in 20 states, 27 offices in 20 states. And we're right now actually looking to hire an attorney to open an office in Maryland and also potentially Tennessee. And we're looking to hire another attorney for Southern California.
Wow. So, Southern California, I think you like 27 attorneys, don't you?
Yeah.
Much.
Oh, yeah. And then also Colorado, we're looking to hire another attorney there. So we're, but California definitely keeps us busy and for obvious reasons. But New York comes up there really with a close second, I think. So, that's what we do. And also just for people to know that if they're still thinking about, hey, you know, what should I – you know, give at the end of the year here. You know, a lot of people are doing that last-minute calculating, taking out their calculator, you know, how much should we give March to the end of the year? And they're looking for something. Well, we have a matching gift program, matching dollar for dollar up to a total cap of $350,000. And so it's a great, great opportunity to have, the biggest bang for the buck with the organization that has the highest rating on Charity Navigators of any legal organization of our kind in the country for efficiency and transparency and really doing the work. So,
And frankly, it costs money to go to these courts. They don't let you in for a lot of people think you can certain things you can file for free. You really can't file anything for free, can you?
No, you can't. Even with our attorneys on staff, we still have court filing fees, deposition costs, and all kinds of expenses that come into play for litigation. And we take on a case, we'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. You know, we have a case right now as we speak, and it's pending. The Supreme Court is deliberating whether or not to take it up. They've read our, you know, the appeal, and they've looked at the other side, and there's a good chance they will take it up. And it's a case on whether or not the extent to which cities can basically block out churches and keep churches from being in their community or in their, you know, their different areas. So it's a very, very important case for religious freedom, and it could have a big impact on so many people down the road. So that's what we do. And if people want to, and they go to our website too, by the way, which is pji.org. If they also want to get our updates on our many cases that they're not going to hear about in mainstream media, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org.
Well, listen, so you brought up something about, you know, what's going on with some of these cities and such. I don't know if you heard the story about in, was it Moscow, Idaho, where there was, just before COVID, they decided to shut places down. And one of the places they decided to shut down were church meetings. And they weren't allowing people to meet in churches and that kind of stuff. Some of them were meeting outside of churches. One, the pastor's son, was almost given a citation and or arrested for not having a mask on and standing too close to his cousin, okay, because they had given shutdown orders on these churches and what have you. So they also started putting up these stickers around town that had Soviet Moscow, even though, you know, the name of the place was Moscow, Idaho, right? Yeah. So you giggled like I giggled, right? And it included a hammer and a sickle and all that stuff. So they were putting them up on, you know, phone booths, cell phone poles. A lot of times they were putting them next to stickers that already existed. And on the sticker, they quoted the city's own slogan. Anyway, the long and the short of it is a couple things went down. The city went around cleaning up these stickers, took them off of everything, but they didn't touch any of the other stickers. Okay.
Interesting.
They only took down these stickers, and even other stickers that another group put up that, F this particular group, F this church group, or whatever it was, they even left those up. Okay? So,
I'd love now, to talk to them. If they don't already have an attorney in a lawsuit, that's a great lawsuit.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. So a lawsuit, an attorney group jumped in. And so they're gonna sue the city and so on, for a civil rights issue here.
Yeah.
Give us the skinny.
Yeah, the city should lose hands down. Now, can the city have a policy saying you can't have stick on things on certain signs and posts and things like that. Yeah, they can have a policy like that. But when they only eliminate one messaging and they keep the other message up, that's the state showing viewpoint and subject matter discrimination. And they can't do that. The First Amendment prevents the government from giving favoritism towards one expression of thought over another. The government has to be neutral when it comes to viewpoint and subject matter with regards to public expression. So, I think the city should lose. I think they will lose, as you described it. They'll have a choice. The choice is going to be either A, make it so that these posts and things like that can have no stickers put on them at all, or B, you need to allow stickers to be put on them, whatever people want to express. But it's either or. That's it. Yep. They can't. They only stickers that support our liberal, you know, cause and social agenda are allowed, and that kind of hate speech is allowed. But other speech with different opinions, that's not allowed. They can't do that. I'd love to take on that case, but they're already represented. So, but that's a classic of the kind of case that we would take on a PGI.
Trump's taxes. You heard that I think Friday, the Democrat committee is going to put out redacted Trump taxes. I was always under the impression that somebody's taxes, president or not, were sacred, and they weren't for public consumption as a whole. What's going on here? Do you know?
I would, if I was on the Supreme Court, I would have issued a temporary restraining order and halted that. Against the law as far as I'm concerned.
All right, let's clean it up on the other side of the break. Got to go for a break.
Okay.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a minute.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for you. Your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. The American public will finally get to see former President Donald Trump's tax returns.
The House Ways and Means Committee reportedly plans to release a redacted version of the past 6 years of Donald Trump's tax returns this Friday. The panel voted last week to release the tax documents. House Democrats got the records as part of an investigation into whether the IRS audit of the former president was conducted properly. I'm Jeremy Scott.
A severe winter storm that swept the U.S. in recent days is having deadly effects. There have been at least 56 storm-related deaths across numerous states. That includes New York, where snow has buried areas in the western part of the state and resulted in more than 30 fatalities. Snowfall in Buffalo reached 100 inches on Tuesday. The weather also disrupting travel, as more than 3,100 domestic flights have been canceled Tuesday, with most of them belonging to Southwest Airlines. Meanwhile, Pacific storms are hitting the West Coast. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always appreciate your time with me. Brad Dinkins joins me from Pacific Justice, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, where we can catch up on the legal ease, if you would, of the day. What's going on out there, what we can lock onto and try to understand. Hey, Brad, first of all, thanks for being with me. Second, we were talking about Trump's taxes and the... You know, we're told your taxes are sacred, and they'll never go out to the public, and they're not allowed to, period. And yet, they're going to give out Trump's.
Yeah, I think that's a big mistake. It's the purview of the IRS to investigate tax fraud or improprieties in the area of taxes, and then it's also the business of the Department of Justice to carry out prosecutions. So here we have a political branch of the government. You know, it's for political reasons. We're not only reviewing, but possibly. Now we know they're going to be actually displaying for all to see information that is understood to be sacred. And the problem with this in the long term, so people may say, well, you know, Trump, he, you know, I don't like Trump, da 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 da. You know, many people out there with that attitude. Well, wait a minute. So if someone runs for office, they have to then think back about their taxes and know that depending on who's in power, in this case, the Democrats, and if you're a Republican, they can potentially come after you under the pretext of an investigation of some impropriety or to justify it, and they can go on a fishing expedition, which is what this was, and directly invade your privacy. So I think that's a real concern, and I think it should be red flag to all Americans who respect that traditional rule of privacy with regard to your taxes.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I mean, again, if a man like Trump can't keep his taxes, I don't want to say hidden, but secure, we don't stand a chance. That's really what it boils down to.
Right.
All right. move into, let's see, I've got a lot of little ones I want to talk to you about. So you got Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, now pushing, I don't know if he's upholding a current law or pushing to have a law on these drag queen library readings, or even bringing those kids into the clubs. I would have always thought it was illegal for those kids to go to club because they serve alcohol there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, this it's very interesting. So, yeah, Florida Governor DeSantis, his office is investigating the drag queen show event for exposing children to inappropriate content, which is a violation of the law. In fact, in the state of Florida, it's illegal to have an event that exposes children to, quote, sexualized acts, end quote. Those who saw the conduct and what was put on are convinced that that would clearly fall, unfortunately, under that category, and little children were exposed to it. Shame on the parents who, for ideology reasons or whatever, decided to throw their children on the altar of this kind of sexualized exposure. So they can make some kind of a liberal point, perhaps. But nonetheless, children were exposed to it. And the actual Department of Business and Professional Regulation is where multiple complaints about a sexually explicit performance. And, this entity has also the ability to pull licenses from businesses found guilty.
See, that's the in right there, right?
Right, and also potential criminal liability as well. They can. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement is also looking into it and maybe bring criminal charges. So it's there. I think Florida could be a model for how other states should deal with this kind of outrageous conduct. That is it's outrageous for little children to be exposed to the acts and things that were personified. In these events by these drag queens
I totally agree with you. And again, you're looking at this stuff and you're wondering, I did this the other night and somebody actually got upset with me. I'm saying, where are the parents? Where are you guys? What are you doing? What are you not watching out for your kids for? The schools do not necessarily know what's best for your child or everything that's best for your child, right?
Yeah, and when the governor signed into law that other statute, which banned children from being exposed to sexuality, third grade and between kindergarten and third grade, there was this big outcry. Oh, this is bigotry! Like, really? Kindergarten to third graders? You're saying that school districts should be allowed to expose these children to controversial, potentially influencing, sexuality. Hats off to this governor for doing it, and I think his aggressive approach, I think, should be like a wake-up call to other states and other states that don't have those same state laws in terms of, criminalizing, exposing your children to such material. We may see them starting to adopt such legislation if they don't already have it on the books.
Well, I hope they do. I hope they start protecting these kids in more than one state, and I've had people call the show and tell me this is going on in every state. I believe it's going on in every state, but only to a certain degree. I mean, some a lot worse than others. And it's up to us as parents. It's up to us as the adults in the room to push back, fight back. Just make all the noise they can. Do you agree?
Oh yeah, I do. And if parents expose their children to this kind of lewdness and inappropriate conduct, there are situations where if that happens, social workers would come in and take the kids and call it child abuse.
Yep.
And yet we have institutions and an entire political party that signs off on this, salutes it. We have someone in the White House that adorns this kind of activity and exposure. It shows you how twisted and degraded our society has become, and they're already effectively are in control of one of the two major parties, political parties of this country, in terms of that agenda, and that's very disappointing.
Yeah, it is amazing to me, but it's. I'm going to keep pushing it back on the parents. It's up to the parents to get involved, get engaged, open your mouth, make it uncomfortable for them to have their board meetings. And I don't want to hear you guys write me an email or call me and tell me, oh, you know, they think we're domestic terrorists. They think, who cares what they think? What are you doing to protect your kids? That's what it boils down to. You should be willing to do anything.
And if those parents are booted out of a meeting, not because if they threaten someone, okay, I get that. But if they're ever booted out of a meeting because of just their viewpoint and what they say during their 1 or 2 or 3 minute time, then they should contact the Civic Justice Institute. We're defending someone in Texas wrongfully booted out of a school board meeting. We'll defend people, parents all across the country to make sure that they're not treated like, as you just said, domestic terrorists.
So what do you think, I'm going to switch gears with you again. What do you think about the Texas Governor Abbott? He sent now almost, I don't know, what it is, 9,000 illegals to Kamala Harris's house in D.C. So they're screaming tonight that, you know, he's not a Christian, he's not of this, he's not of that, he's a cruel and hateful man, and he should be brought up on charges, that they're being dropped in 9-degree weather. And I'm thinking to myself, so you're worried about them being dropped in 9-degree weather, but you don't care about them coming over the border with backpacks full of fentanyl, you know, with no food, starving in the desert. They're not going to be able to do anything to him, are they?
Oh, no. And Abbott's doing what he can. Everyone knows the reason he's doing it is he's trying to say, okay, you radical leftists, you're high and mighty, and you say you're in favor of these people just pouring across the border. Well, then here's the price. It's not fair. Texas should have to pay the full brunt of this. You need to pay your fair share of the brunt of it, of having all of these people just thrust on your communities. And I hope the governor is more successful at sending people at a faster rate. There's no reason that Texans should be forced to bear the brunt of a policy of an administration that is hostile to Texas, hostile to Texas values, and the same goes with the majority of the Senate.
Well, I agree with you. I think that they need to jump all over this. Somebody needs to jump all over this. And I just love the fact that he's dumping them on Kamala Harris's front lawn. I just find that wonderful. Joe Bettini, your host, Don't Go Far, people. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, I'm Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. We bring it back on. Pacific Justice Institute founder Brad Dacus joins me. And Brad, always love the time that you spend with me. We learned so much about the law, about the realities of the law, instead of all these phony lawyers that you hear up on some of these radio shows.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, Joe. I love visiting with you on this program.
No, I appreciate that. All right, so I got so many things to talk about here, but one of them is, I don't know if you heard about, the city of Buffalo has announced that it is now going to, it's filing a lawsuit against gun manufacturers because its crime rate is out of control. And so, because, you know, people are dying and getting shot in the street and that kind of stuff, they want to blame the gun manufacturer. I'm saying, how do you do that? You're the one that's allowing this to go on. These are usually guns obtained illegally. You know, no law-abiding citizens that I know are rushing out to shoot people in the street.
Right.
And you sit there and say to yourself, if the crime rate's rising in your area, it isn't because of the guns. because you're not doing what it takes to protect people. I mean, when do you think this is going to go, or how is it going to go?
Yeah, I have a hard time seeing them prevail against the gun manufacturers because there's no culpability there. There's no mens rea. There's not enough nexus between making the gun and someone getting shot. The culpability is with the people at a greater rate in these inner city areas in particular, thinking that they can get away with crime and they're not going to do the time. They're not going to be prosecuted. There's not enough police that are going to, you know, go after them. These cities like, you know, Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, San Francisco, well, you know, it's you know, Chicago, et cetera. They become pro-criminal in their policies. They've become anti-law enforcement. And it's done an unwinding of the past where we had, you know, three strikes, you're out. We had, you know, getting tough on crime in the 80s. You know, the former mayor of New York City, Giuliani, took the town that was just in shambles and turned it back into a very civilized, reasonably safe place to be while he was mayor. So we know what the game plan is to make things right, but unfortunately, cities are not willing to learn from history, and they're making the wrong decisions, and they are precipitating. City council members and states and legislatures are precipitating and inviting murder and crime and smash and grab because they're not willing to support police, increase the law enforcement, and also pass the laws to increase the price that criminals pay.
You know, it's funny, one of the comments here made by the mayor, he said the city of Buffalo is not going to let the gun industry members continue to flood our city with illegally possessed guns. We need to hold them accountable. We've been following the public nuisance law in New York and will consider additional defendants and cause of action. So what they're saying here, think about what they're saying. It's because of the gun industry that illegal guns are on the street. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, but it's illogical. We've had guns in this country for quite some time. In fact, had we not had guns back in 1776, we wouldn't have had a successful revolution, for that matter. And you know, people have a constitutional right to bear arms, and any attempt by the government to directly or indirectly circumvent that is likely going to be found to be unconstitutional with the Supreme Court that we have now, which respects the Constitution, including the Second Amendment.
Yep. Well, I think people at some point in time, they're just going to be over the top. They're going to be I hope they just end up having it with all this. California legislature is putting a law in the books right now, or trying to put a law in the books again, bucking up against the Second Amendment. And what they're doing is they're saying, okay, you want a gun, you can have a gun. You don't have to prove that you need one. But you have to go through a series of interviews. You have to have 16 hours of gun training. You have to have letters of recommendation from prominent community members. And I'm thinking that there's no way this is going to hold. And number two is you won't be able to carry a gun anywhere. You know, school grounds, obviously courthouses, places like that. But then they went on to say in the bill that you'll only be allowed to carry a gun in establishments that actually have signs in the window that says, guns allowed here. These are the California nut job legislators.
Yeah. The weakest part of that, as far as I'm concerned, is when they say you have to have recommendations or letters from citizens of influence,
really?
Or whatever. I think that's one of the most objectionable, because you're basically making your constitutional rights to bear arms contingent upon others liking you, effectively. And there's no constitutional requirement that you have to be liked or people have to agree with you. I see that on its face. Of course, the other provisions as well. Very problematic. A negative presumption that you can't have concealed weapons in a store or someplace. Unless it has a sign saying yes, guns are welcome, and you can
come on in if you're packing. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I know that's. But we're seeing them do that, and here's the thing: we're going to see more of it. And the key is we have to hit it, and it has to be challenged, and it will be challenged. Just to, you know, our philosophy of Pacific Justice when it comes to religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity of life is don't let any pitch make it past the plate. Make sure we hit every single one of them. So when it comes to laws, you know, we testify, but then we'll attack it if it becomes law, and we've done it numerous times and got bills struck down as unconstitutional, and now we're in 20 states to do it. But I think that that's I think that's where that's headed, and I don't think it's going to stand up.
Yep, I agree. All right, we got a caller who wants to talk about guns, right? Ed from Washington. Ed, you want to talk about guns?
Yeah, no, real quick, like, if you have to be liked, I'm in trouble. This thing about manufacturers being held responsible for something that they have no control. What about knives? What about bow and arrows? I mean, you can just go on and on and on that they won't be able to manufacture anything because there won't be any market because you're not allowed to have it.
No, you're right. I mean, you talk about cars. There are all kinds of things out there that kill people. And you know, if you start holding manufacturers responsible for the idiots on the other end of the product, yeah, we're going to have a real problem.
Yeah, and I agree with you now. If a gun is made defectively, okay, the manufacturer can be responsible. If it's made defectively and causes someone using it to hurt themselves or hurt someone else because of a defect, same as a car. If a car is made defectively, something happens, yeah, a car manufacturer can be held responsible for that. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about with properly made guns and holding the gun maker responsible for actions that has nothing to do with what the gun maker did, but rather decisions made by individuals. And it's similar philosophy would be like, you know, someone takes their car and they drive it into a store, smash it into a store. It's like suing the car company because had that car not been produced, it wouldn't have been smashed into that store. And, you know, it's illogical. No, an individual behind the wheel is the one responsible. The person who pulls the trigger is responsible.
That's right.
But anyway, hopefully voters will learn from this. And but, you know, some cities like Los Angeles continue to make the same mistake over and over again when it comes to elections.
Yeah, my optimist friend. Yes, that's true. Oh, they voted Newsom back in. Hello? Anybody home? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it may be a while before we see that kind of a revelation, if you will.
Is that what you're calling it? All right, you got about 2 minutes. You got any hot cases you guys are working on that you're excited about?
Yeah, you know, we've got some very hot cases. We've got a case right now pending for the Supreme Court dealing with, churches and their abilities mentioned, you know, to be able to not be bullied by cities. We also have the right to churches to have preschoolers, a preschool without having to censor any faith from the preschool. California is shutting those down, and it's really frightening. And then we have all these people who want organ transplants or on medical death row being denied by several hospitals, not most of them, but several hospitals, simply because they're not
vaccinated,
even though the vax has absolutely nothing to do with the body accepting or rejecting the organs, yet it's being used to put people on death row, literally.
How are you feeling
because
about
their
that?
Convictions?
Now, how are you really feeling about a court looking at that thing? No, you can't refuse it. You can't refuse service them because they're not vaxxed.
Right, and that what we're suing. Our office out of Detroit, Michigan, and we're taking on a number of these hospitals, saying it's, you know, when people have religious objections to a vaccine, unless you can show that vaccine is somehow critically needed for the organ transplant, which they can't. In fact, studies show it's actually opposite. People who have the controversial vaxes, their bodies are more likely to reject some of these organs. So, anyway, that's what we're doing, and people, if they want to keep up with our work, yeah.
All right, tell people quickly how to find you.
Yeah, go to pji.org or pacificjustice.org, and it's great information. Right. We appreciate people who support our work. Thank you.
So, Messina, your host, go over there, check them out, help them out, and stop complaining. Do something. Be back in a few minutes.